You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date each week with all the latest theatrical news. And you are in for such a treat, because this episode is all about the recent London revival of Anything Goes, which you can catch for yourself on television this Christmas. It'll be on BBC Two at 6:40 p.m. on Boxing Day. And honestly, if you're going to watch anything this Christmas, make sure that it's this. So why all the fuss and excitement? Well, we've talked a lot about this particular production of Anything Goes on Showtime throughout the year. It was a direct transfer of the iconic 2011 Broadway revival, with Kathleen Marshall still directing and choreographing it here in London. So that was already pretty big news for theatre fans. It then had an all-star cast as well, with the likes of Robert Lindsay and Felicity Kendall and Gary Wilmot. And then the biggest news of all happened, which was when it was announced earlier this year that Megan Mullally, who had been set to play the part of Reno Sweeney in the show, she'd unfortunately had to pull out, and that she would be replaced with the one, the only Broadway legend, Sutton Foster. I think I described it at the time in terms of if Meryl Streep or Tom Hanks suddenly announced they were going to be in the next series of Line of Duty. Like, we are talking someone who is next level, untouchable famous within their field of work. And people were understandably excited. Like, this was not only the first time Sutton Foster had ever come to London to perform, but she was also going to be playing a role that had kind of become synonymous with her since she won the Tony Award for it back in 2011. Like, it really was slated to be the theatrical event of the year, and oh boy, let me tell you that it was. So while Sutton Foster was still in the show in London, they filmed the production live on stage and then broadcast it to cinemas at the start of December. You might have seen it. And if you didn't, or if you did and just want to watch it again, then it's good news, because it's going to be on BBC Two on Boxing Day, and you really do not want to miss it. So if you're not familiar with the musical Anything Goes, it's a proper, big-scale, old-fashioned, golden-era show. It's got music by Cole Porter, and even if you think you don't know much of the music from Anything Goes, I can promise you that you'll definitely recognise some of the songs, just because they have become such staples of musical theatre. You'll have picked them up by osmosis. They will feel and sound familiar to you, even if you didn't necessarily know them before. And because it's such a golden age classic musical, you've also got all the big dance numbers, famously the tap routine for the title song, which you can take a sneak peek at via the link here in the post. And I will say that the staging and choreography and direction of this particular production of Anything Goes really does capture the nostalgia and magic of those classic musicals. And I know that's not for everyone. When I went to see it in the cinema, a girl in the row behind me said that she found it a bit twee at the interval, which is entirely valid. Like, while it's an old-fashioned show, it also has quite an old-fashioned plot. It's set on an ocean liner heading from New York to London, and you follow this different group of characters on board the ship. You have Billy Crocker, who is a stowaway in love with the heiress Hope Harcourt, who in turn has just announced that she's engaged to this fancy English lord. Billy then has to stay out of sight from his own boss, Elisha, who is a Wall Street banker, who is also on board the ship, and he does that by disguising himself in different ways, and then ends up falling in with a couple of gangsters called Moonface Martin and Irma. Then it's all tied together by the presence of the nightclub singer Reno Sweeney, who is already friends with both Moonface and Billy, and so tries to help them out with their madcap antics. So there's lots of mistaken identities and humour in, like, disguising who you are or stealing someone's glasses so they can't see you properly. And, of course, the fact that the very central plot revolves around us rooting for Billy and Hope to get together because they're in love, despite the fact that they only met, like, 3 weeks before the show happens. So, yeah, it is quite twee when you put it like that. But the way that this new production has lent into that for the staging is actually really impressive. You kind of get distracted by the scale and the grandeur and the magic of theatre. There's really no other way to put it. And you get swept along in the chaos of the plot, despite knowing how ridiculous it is. Like, for me, the only bit where I sort of went, you wouldn't really do that these days, is at the very end, where in proper old-fashioned classic musical way, it literally just ends with them all getting married to different people, as if that's the only way to have a happy ending, you know? But like, until that point, it is so visually and theatrically spectacular that I think it genuinely feels more special because of how well it captures the nostalgia of the Golden Age musical. And I mean, if you are worried still that it's not for you, it is literally free to watch on BBC Two, so why not give it a go and see what you think? Because I promise you that there is so, so much that's good about this show. I've mentioned the choreography already, which is spectacular. I've mentioned the staging, which is just theatrical magic at its best. I've mentioned the music, which is glorious and old-fashioned and big band style. And really, that just leaves the cast. And what a cast it is. Sir Robert Lindsay as Moonface Martin kind of steals the show a bit. He is so funny. He makes the audience and the cast laugh just as much as each other. And you can tell that you are in such safe hands watching him because he's such an accomplished performer. He's genuine class whenever you see him. And a show like Anything Goes just lets him shine. His partner in crime in the show is Carly Mercedes Dyer as Irma. Now, I saw Carly Mercedes Dyer in The Colour Purple earlier this year, so I was already expecting great things, and my gosh, she delivered. Irma isn't necessarily the biggest part in the show by any means, but her rapport with Robert Lindsay was brilliant. Her voice is incredible, and she was just so quick-witted and funny. I loved it. Samuel Edwards then plays the stowaway Billy Crocker, the hapless romantic trying to win back Hope Harcourt, who is played by Nicole Lily Baisden, who was just the perfect ingenue, I have to say. I often find Hope a bit of a Blair character, as everything just kind of happens around her, but I thought that Nicole brought such a warmth to the role that it was genuinely very endearing. And Samuel Edwards as Billy really won the crowd over. You were properly rooting for him from start to finish, and his voice was easily one of my favourites in the show. It was very pure and, well, that really classic musical theatre style, which I am here for. Then Hayden Oakley is also one to look out for when you watch Anything Goes. He plays Lord Evelyn Oakley, the man that Hope has been engaged to marry, and he is genuinely the most adorable person you will ever see. He tends to be the butt of the joke for most of the show, but there's a particular moment in the second act where he gets his own song, and my God, does he deliver. It's still one of my favourite moments of the show. You've also got Felicity Kendall as Hope's rather frantic, anxiety-ridden mother, and Gary Wilmot as Billy's boss. Again, despite comparatively small roles in the grand scheme of things, they deliver in abundance and give such assured performances. And then last but not least, there is Sutton Foster, who I have to say is such a pleasure to watch her perform. There's a reason that she has made this particular version of Anything Goes what it is, and why Kathleen Marshall, the director, has basically built the show around her. Sutton Foster is a legend of musical theatre, and when you see her in this, you can totally see why. She can sing, she can act, she can dance. She is the quintessential triple threat, and as much as I loved everyone else in this show, Sutton Foster kind of just blows them all out of the water by just being there. You cannot take your eyes off her when she's performing, and the fact that we are getting to see her reprise a role that she is already iconic for within the musical theatre community, it's such an exciting opportunity and one that you don't want to miss. So Anything Goes will be available for you to watch at 6:40 p.m. on BBC Two this Boxing Day. It's going to go down in history as such a famous production, mark my words, so definitely give it a watch while you have the chance. I will also say before I go that there's plenty of other musical and theatre-themed content on television completely for free this Christmas. The stage concert of Les Mis will be on Sky Arts at 7:30pm on Christmas Eve. The 25th anniversary production of The Phantom of the Opera at the Royal Albert Hall will be on Sky Arts at 4:15pm on Monday the 27th of December, followed straight after, still on Sky Arts, by Miss Saigon at 10pm. Also on that Monday will be a repeat of the Stephen Sondheim prom at 7 o'clock on BBC 4, and the live recording of the 2016 West End revival of Half a Sixpence will be on Sky Arts on Wednesday the 29th of December at 6:30pm. Do be aware with that one that it's being listed as Kipps rather than Half a Sixpence just because of new licensing things. But there is plenty to keep you happy and ticking over with the theatrical content for the next couple of weeks. So enjoy what's on offer. And on that note, I will say goodbye for now. We are going to take a little break for Christmas here at Spotlight On. So I will see you again in January to let you know what's new in the world of musical theatre. Make sure you're following us on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN to keep up to date with any new content in the new year. For now, though, I will wish you a merry musical theatre Christmas because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until next year, good night.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.